Highlights from the 188th Semi-Annual General Conference. Once again, major changes were announced at General Conference. While the announcements were different this time, the purposes behind them remain the same. The Prophet of God feels an urgency to prepare us for the Lord's second coming and is inviting us to strengthen our faith in Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Here are just a few of the key invitations and promises emphasized by President Russell M. Nelson during conference. Make home more holy. In his opening remarks, President Nelson introduced the need to make changes in our lives that would make our homes the center of gospel learning. It is time for a home-centered church, supported by what takes place inside our branch, ward, and stake buildings. Read about the suggested changes at home and the adjustments at church that support them. See page 8. Find additional information in Changes Help Balance Gospel Instruction at Home and at Church, page 117. Leave the world behind. President Nelson invited the sisters in the General Women's Session to participate in the greatest cause on earth today. He promised, "Together we can do all that our Heavenly Father needs us to do to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ." Read President Nelson's 4 invitations to the sisters. See page 68. Restore the correct name of the Lord's Church. On Sunday morning, President Nelson called on members to call the Savior's Church by the name the Savior gave it. I promise you that if we will do our best to restore the correct name of the Lord's Church, He whose church this is will pour down His power and blessings upon the heads of the Latter-day Saints, the likes of which we have never seen. Read President Nelson's instruction on the name of the church. See page 87. Be in His holy house. President Nelson concluded conference with the announcement of 12 new temples and an invitation to regularly be in His holy house. He said, "I promise you that the Lord will bring the miracles He knows you need as you make sacrifices to serve and worship in His temples." See where the announced temples will be located. See pages 113 and 116. End of the article, Highlights from the 188th Semi-Annual General Conference, read by Rena Nelson.